just seeing what happens. I kind of like it now. So it's pretty red, though. It's weird. But I don't know. I kind of like it.
Believe it or not, if I were to grow my beard out, it also would be red. And I think yours is a little bit red. Yours is not red.
I don't think it'll work out that way.
That's all right. All right. Danny Clark, Brian T. Smith, Drew Doherty here on Texans Extra Points. And let's talk about that guy with the beard or semblance of one, J.J. Watt. He's doing J.J. Watt type stuff. How could he possibly not win a third Defensive Player of the Year award?
Yeah, I wrote about this a couple weeks ago in the Houston Chronicle, Drew. And, you know, right now, and this was the case a couple weeks ago, J.J. Watt is having a better year defensively, statistically, than it was last year. And last year, he was on top of the world. It was SportsCenter, endless highlight reels. That was because he's playing a little offense. But J.J. Watt, the numbers, if you pull them, and I'm talking about every single category, sacks, quarterback hits, tackles for loss, all the things that matter for a defensive end, J.J. Watt is better right now than he was last year. And he was, you know, second to Aaron Rodgers, the MVP of the league last year. So if I'm voting right now, J.J. Watt wins Defensive Player of the Year for the second consecutive year, the third time in 4 years, the first player in NFL history to do this. You think this guy can't get any better, and he keeps getting better. It's remarkable.
He just took your breath away. I mean, you just saying all the good stuff about him. Now, you're a perfect guy to talk to about this because you played with Mario Williams. You played with Michael Strahan. You were in the league for the better part of a decade. How good is J.J. Watt in terms of what you saw when you played?
Well, what's blowing me away about it is that Brian Cushing is leading the team in tackles with 84 tackles, but guess who's number two? And J.J. Watt, I can't think of a defensive end being second in tackles. Usually it's a defensive back, linebackers, guys that's off the ball, but that lets you know that he's getting around the ball no matter where they line him up at.
All right, we have less than a minute, so let's get the keys to a victory tomorrow for the Houston Texans. What do they have to do to make that happen, Brian?
Number one, run the ball. Set it up. They did that early last week, and they were able to get Albert Blue going a little, and that set up the pass. Number two, Brian Hoyer cannot turn the ball over. If he throws one pick, he's got to throw at least two touchdowns. So he's got to stay positive in the turnover area. And then number three, it's going to take J.J. Watt, Vince Wilfork, Jadeveon Clowney, Brian Cushing getting after Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor is not good enough that he can deal with consistent pressure. If they can get to him, they should be able to take this game, and they're two wins up in the win column heading into a huge, huge Sunday night game against New England.
Danny, what are your keys?
I think offensively run the ball, just like, you know, Brian said. At the end of the day, defensively, more importantly, I think they need to have a spy on Tyrod Taylor. He's a mobile quarterback. Stay away from man coverages where defenders are going to turn their backs.
All right, no big plays for me. I say no big plays for the Buffalo Bills, or if they're going to make them, limit them. We appreciate you watching Texans Extra Points this week. Thanks to Danny, thanks to Brian, thanks to you, and we will see you next time.